8:34, 26 minutes before 9 o'clock. Welcome to the Mornings with Ed Show. It is a Wednesday edition, and I'm just now considering this. My goodness, this is the first time I'm having guests in studio in over a year. Let me invite you to who these people are first. Let's introduce you to these. Third Street Writers has been based out of Laguna here, and they've been dedicated to fostering the development of new and veteran writers. They provide opportunities to study, produce, showcase literature, all kinds of individual projects. We're excited to have Amy DeSherry with Third Street Writers, and she brought a friend along. We have missed this person so much in studio. I have, for sure. Everybody knows Shayna Stabler, Stu News. Welcome, ladies. Welcome to the Mornings with Ed Show.
Thanks for having us.
Hi, Ed. Hi, Laguna. Hi, Amy. Thanks for having us. It feels so cool to be the first.
First 2021, to be sure. And since February, really, of 2020, I haven't had a single live guest in studio.
We're glad to be able to keep not one. Company.
Yeah, thank
you. We'll just stay all day.
Yes.
It'll be a lockout or lock in. You remember, like, middle school when you do that?
Yeah,
like, we're not going anywhere.
We can actually together. We can push the sofa in front of the door so nobody can get in. That's you
get
know
the drums here. Actually, I think I could live here. this is great. Let's get the view.
Yeah, this is cool. Thanks, Tyler, in here, but Tyler doesn't really count. He's been here before and stuff. But this is the real deal interview.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Third Street is encouraging people to share their Laguna Beach experiences with the readers of Stu News. This is how we've combined the two. And it's in a weekly column that's going to run throughout 2021. Tell us about it, Amy.
Well, it's called From Laguna with Love. And we sort of got the idea from Humans of New York, which I know a lot of people follow on social media. And the guy that organizes that actually published a really beautiful coffee table book of his best of pieces. And we thought, well, we're not New York, but we can do that. Mm-hmm. And actually, our stories are more interesting because we're in such a magical town, right, and locale. And so we invited people to start to share their memorable moments. And that's what we've been doing for 5 months.
What a great idea. And you asked me to share one, and I was delighted to do it. I was a little nervous. You know, she's going to correct my spelling, grammar, and punctuation.
And you have a nice cadence on your writing.
Thank you.
So you're running this Friday.
I can't even believe that. Thank you. Wow.
Published author.
Right, yeah, that's kind of cool.
I
was excited to do it, first of all. Then I was super nervous, and now I'm excited to see it. Thank you. And I'm wondering, over the last year, and Shayna, you write music as well as writing perfectly for news, obviously, but you write music as well. I'm wondering, in this last year, both of you, has your writing or writing that you've seen from other people, has it been darker this last year?
Well, I think writers often write dark under normal times and during COVID. I think people have just been more introspective, maybe. I feel like in our group, a lot of people have started to think back about their past, and a lot of people are just revisiting challenging times in their lives. And I don't know if it's to escape this challenging time or if it's just gotten people thinking. I'm not sure. I know for me, it's been really hard to be creative during the pandemic. So in a way, it's easier to write about something you went through because you're not having to make it up. You're not creating a new story. But I do think people have definitely maybe taken a little bit of a dark turn.
Okay. And how is that reflected in the music you've been writing?
Well, I certainly can relate to what Amy says. It's difficult for me to be creative in a place of
stress,
sadness. So I've really turned to drums, and because it's an outlet,
right,
and I can just, it's like running. You know what I mean? You can just get on the road and run. So I'm not as disciplined of a writer when it comes to my creative writing. It comes when it comes, and then it'll go for a week. And so to get in that space, I need to be in a place of, it's not always joy, but under stress is probably not the best time for my creative writing. But as far as Stu News, these pieces that we've received have been like, a fresh breath of air.
Right.
They really lit up the pages. I look forward to reading and editing them, although there's not much editing to be done.
So,
Amy, they're sent nice and fast. But I really look forward to them, and I look forward to, like, where they end up in the ad or in the layout, and then, you know, the ones that get featured on social media as well. It's just such a diversity of stories that bring the community together by reading them. And they're beautiful. Mm. And to see different names every week, and to know that these are people who are putting their heart into the words, into the pages, and sharing from a place of vulnerability. I have a lot of respect for people that are sharing these stories because they are very personal. You know, their family stories, or, you know. So I want to thank everyone who's run so far because I've really appreciated it. Stu News has benefited, and the community has benefited from this series.
And not just because my story's in there, but I'm so looking forward to all the stories. I'm going to want to hear yours here. I am going to want to hear yours. And it is truly Laguna with Love. Me personally, in the last year, and certainly in the last three or four or whatever, but in the last year mostly, I've been writing for here. I found out of anger. And you know, I'm a comic, and I normally don't write out of anger, but I was writing for the last year. My monologues here were really written out of anger, and I found there is creativity there, but it's a negative space to be in. It's a hard space to live in, to make that a daily thing. And I found this so refreshing to be able to write from Laguna with Love, you know, to write for that. Yeah. That to me, it was kind of, and I'm wondering, was it your intent for this project to be a way to sort of cleanse our collective psyche?
Sure. Okay. I think what we wanted to do was sort of bring the community together. I mean, the last few years there's been just nationally so much division, and Laguna is such a special community, and I think it started, the themes I'm starting to see in these pieces is that Laguna is almost a character in these stories. They almost always touch upon the beauty of the ocean or the canyon or a special restaurant or a special shop or a moment that has happened in a unique place here. And it's a place of joy, you know, when people start sharing those special moments. But then also the people. And you know, it's been a tough year, but I think in many ways it's brought our community together. People have really stepped up to help people in need, businesses in need. And these stories show that community goes way back. I mean, we've had people tell stories that have happened in their childhood back in the 50s and 60s, and that community was there then as well, because we are such a special place.
Beautifully put. Shayna, as a songwriter, I'm gonna hit you both ways. As someone who has to print news, hard news sometimes. And
that's hard sometimes.
Sometimes, it really is.
I hear you.
And as a songwriter, do you structure a story the same way that you do a song? Do you, when you sit down, are you structuring the same way? Is your mind working the same
negative
way?
Negative. It's like left-right brain, okay. Completely different, which thankfully I do have both working.
Right.
You know, so editing, copy editing is very meticulous, and it's a certain muscle, and then writing creatively as opposite of the end of the spectrum. But to have both really is a good balance, because it's like, you know, you can really, like, you know, white knuckle, you know, you're like, when it comes to editing, and some stories are it's news, you know, of right. course these are the things you look forward to, you know, reading and editing, right. but there are some stories that are difficult to tell, right. and they need to be told. And so coming in with the right mind space, when you come into that, it really takes a level of focus that is difficult to articulate. Whereas creative writing for me is like soul bearing, and healing, very much so.
That was beautifully articulated, by the way. So I have a hard news question to ask you. Whew. Before we go.
Yeah.
Listeners have asked that I ask you this.
Oh,
as
really?
Well.
Oh.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
Something that may have broken, we don't know. But,
oh, okay.
but we come to you to find out if you know more than we do.
Okay.
All right? So, but I'm curious. Amy, do you have like a comfort subject that you love to read about? I guess the question is really for both of you. Is there a comfort subject that you like
to read about?
Yeah.
Well, I read historical fiction, and that's generally never comfortable because it's always about some turbulent point in history. So I tend to get drawn more to the dark, and I wouldn't say it's comforting, but it's what I'm interested in.
Right. And what about you, Shayna?
Hmm. good question. When I'm reading in Stu News, when I'm editing and reading stories that come in, I love stories about the greeter. That was a recent from Laguna with Love. Love stories about the people, the fabric of the community, and the things that bring us together. I do love that. I didn't know this was inspired by Humans of New York, but I have been a big fan of that page and the storytelling and the bringing of people together that that page and book and the whole movement has done. So I really am drawn when it comes to editing to, I love, you know, that's just like, right. Oh, this is like my happy place.
Right.
So, but yeah, something that'll bring a smile to the face and, you know, make you feel more connected than from before you read it.
Okay. And if locals in town wanted to write, understand that Third Street is encouraging people to share these Laguna Beach experiences with Stu News readers. The weekly column is going to run throughout 2021 called From Laguna with Love. And I would love for Amy to give us an example of maybe what we might be.
Okay. So something I write a lot about are my kids, as much as they hate it. And a big part of my Laguna experience has been shuttling them to many sports activities. And so we spent a good part of my son's childhood at Riddle Field. So my piece is called Farewell to Riddle Field. A crisp breeze whips up Hill Drive from Divers Cove, blanketing Riddle Field in a light fog. It is May, but tonight spectators at the Little Beach Little League's end-of-season intermediate tournament game huddle beneath plaid blankets and clutch styrofoam cups of hot chocolate. Inside the snack bar, I enjoy the warmth produced by the humming slushy machine, glad to have distance from the nervous energy in the stands. The scoreboard glows in the center field, announcing the bottom of the last inning. Our team, Hobie, is down by 2 runs to VFW. We have 1 out, and it's our last at-bat. It's looking grim, but the team has a slim chance of winning. Our fastest runner is on first. If another batter can get on base and the next gets a big hit, Hobie will win. Normally, in anticipation of a loss, I would plan a post-game pep talk in which my husband and I tell our son, James, that his team will do better next time. But for James, there is no next time unless Hobie wins and advances to the tournament. At 13, he has aged out of Little League. I nervously wipe down the greasy popcorn machine while Coach Tom encourages our batter. You've got this. Wait for your pitch. VFW's pitcher launches the ball. Our batter swings, and the clink of metal bat against ball echoes across Riddle. Cheers erupt, and I hold my breath. The outfielder catches it. Darn, 2 outs. Let's go, kiddo, calls a Hobie mom as our next batter approaches the plate. Swing for the fences. And he does. The kid hits a scorcher to third, where the fielder scoops up the ball and rockets it over the first baseman's head. Go, I yell, run. The runner on first sprints around second toward third. The batter rounds first and slides into second. Both are safe. James lets loose a whoop from the dugout. We have a chance. The next batter sets up, knowing everything rides on him. You got this, someone calls. He takes a deep breath. The ball zips into the catcher's glove. A strike. That was practice, Coach Tom assures. Take your time. He swings again. Another strike. I see my son standing in the dugout, fingers clenched around the metal fencing. My own hands clutch the shiny metal snack bar counter. VFW's pitcher winds up and throws. Ball, the ump yells, and the Hobie crowd sighs in relief. It's not over yet. Our batter circles his bat overhead, and the pitch flies in. He swings, makes contact, and the ball flies into left field. Our runners on third and second race towards home, the crowd roaring. VFW's left fielder runs, glove outstretched. I lose the ball in the glare of the field lights. Did he catch it, or did we win? The boy pulls the ball from his glove and waves it in triumph. My heart sinks for our players. After the team shake hands, our coaches gather the boys on the grass under the scoreboard and share words of wisdom. More than one boy wipes his eyes. It is a sad end, not only to the season, but also to James's Little League career. But I choose not to dwell on tonight's loss. I remember warm memories of past seasons. Fourth grade, when his team, CBA, won both the regular AA season and the league tournament. Sixth grade, when he received the league sportsmanship award. And all the way back to T-ball at Lang Field, when the Cherubert kindergartners looked like they'd topple over under the weight of their batting helmets. For our family, Little League was about more than baseball. It was about the coaches, players, and parents who entered our lives over the years and the lessons they taught our son. Never an all-star, but always enthusiastic, about teamwork, resilience, and fun. I look at the clock on the wall, 9:45. The field's lights turn off at 10 p.m. My husband and I hang bags of sunflower seeds on the metal rack and stack containers of Big League Chew under the counter. Eventually, the boys circle up for one last cheer, and we parents join in wholeheartedly. They are still kids, after all, and losing hurts. Sorry, bud, I tell James as he devours his final Riddle burger. It's okay, he shrugs. They outplayed us. That's how it goes. Ready? Asks my husband. It's 9:55. Am I? Not really. But sometimes things must end to make way for new adventures, new passions, and new mentors. I turn off the snack bar lights, grateful for all that Riddle Field and the people it houses have given us.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so wonderfully specific to something we all share here. That's just wonderful.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, little goose. I loved it when I read it the first time. Love it when it ran. I whole new level when hearing
right.
you.
Right.
Share it.
Right. The way it was meant to be shared. That's beautiful. If someone wants to submit a story, what do they do?
I think the easiest thing is to go to our website, thirdstreetwriters.org, and there's a link there to a couple different things. We've got actually a handy dandy PowerPoint that actually can walk would-be writers through the writing process, because I think a lot of times someone thinks, oh, I had this really cool experience I want to share, but I don't know how to get that down on paper. And so we will help you. And then also there's a link to another website that we use to actually gather people's files. And it's in my email's on the website. People can reach out to me. We've got a whole host of people ready to help you share your story.
All right. And we're certainly here to help share the way to get in touch with you. Bear with me for a moment while I ask Shayna a serious question. Did you watch the council meeting last night?
I did, yeah.
Okay, did you?
I listened or watched, combination.
Okay. Yeah. Among the confusion, among all of the stuff that was going on.
Beginning, middle, end.
toward the beginning, they introduced Jeff Calvert as acting chief. Jeff Calvert.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that. Apparently, a lot of people missed it, but I noticed it. They introduced him. So, do we know what happened to Chief Thompson and where Chief Thompson is?
No, I mean news.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
So I heard it last night, and I'm like, acting chief. What?
Who introduced?
The mayor. When they go to everybody to give the report, the treasurer gives the report, then city clerk gives the report.
And you haven't heard?
I haven't heard. I have no idea. I have no idea why or what happened, or if he's sick or what. So.
Oh, I see.
I'm not sure. Okay. I'm not sure where Chief Thompson is, but last night, Jeff Calvert. Oh, you're on the phone. She's already on the phone, man.
She's tracking it down.
Yeah. So the listeners that were inquiring this morning, Shayna's on it, man. That's it. That's all.
How did I miss it? That's somebody. Good ears.
I'm just a listener.
Good ears. Oh, thank you.
I'm just a listener. While Shane is working on that, I'll close up with this and just say, I can't thank you enough for doing this project. And I know that our listeners, first of all, and everyone here in Laguna Beach, and certainly everyone reads Stu News, is going to love From Laguna with Love.
And just real quickly, I did want to thank the Laguna Beach Arts Commission because they've been so generous and given us two grants that have helped us make this project a reality. When you have this kind of project, you have to get the word out to the community, and we wouldn't have been able to do it without them, and we wouldn't have been able to do it without Stu News, to have a platform to share these stories.
Right. And I need to add how important you are in town, Shayna, how important Stu News is to this town, and how important you are as part of Stu News.
Well, thank you, Amy, for reaching out and pitching it. It was a no-brainer, and for putting so much thought, heart and time, I know, into the project. It's a real joy to watch it unfold every week and to be a part of it. Thank you for asking us. Thank you.
It's our pleasure.
Amy DeSherry, Third Street Writers, Shayna Stabler, Stu News. Thank you so much for being here. This is exciting. My first in-person interview in over a year. Thank you. I'm so glad it was you.
Thank you.
Thank you. 8:54. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.